This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box, the all-new 590 The Fan. KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com from broadcasting live in the McBride & Son Home Studios. Is Dan Bubba subbing in for Frank Cusimano, who is down in Jupiter, hashing up, dealing with wind gusts and parking issues and potentially taking some batting practice. But now it's time to really get to switch gears into, let's just say, local boxing, the battle on Broadway, which is, gosh, it's one day away. I mean, we have a big fight going. I mean, there's HBO fights. There's Jim Lampley, you know, at ringside, George Foreman. But we got a big deal going on downtown at the South Broadway Athletic Club. Ryan Kelly, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good, sir. Thanks for letting me jump on with you today.
All right. So how's it going, man? I mean, how's the training going? Are you ready? I mean, we're a day out. We have the weigh-in tonight. Are you ready to go, sir?
100%. I've been training like the fight was on February 3rd. I think that was the original date that we had come up with. So in my mind, that's what I've been fighting and training for. And we kind of look at the last 2 weeks as almost a little bonus time just to kind of tweak things out, get a little bit better in shape, drop another pound or two, and work on those punches. So, yeah, I'm confident. I'm ready to go into the squared circle, and I'm ready to put it on the line and come home with the strap.
Ryan, with the weigh-in tonight, what's your diet like leading into it? Like, what are you trying to do for the weigh-ins? Are you trying to be as low as possible, or
chicken, or chicken wings?
Yeah.
Or are we down in tuna? I mean, what are we doing? I mean, what's the date of the diet? I mean, the weigh-in, pre-weigh-in's one thing. What's going to happen after the weigh-in? Are we going to start packing on the pounds?
100%. You know, I carry weight. I'm about a 175 guy. If I get bogged down at the office and I'm pulling those 80, 90-hour weeks and I don't have time to work out and I'm eating like crap and doing all that, I can get up in the upper 170s, even up to 180. But I generally try to stay around a 175 mark. It's a healthy number for me. And I'm hoping to weigh in below 170. That's my goal, and I think I'll hit it. I wake up in the morning and take care of a little business in the bathroom, hit the scale. I'm about a 167. By the end of the day, after I've ate a lot of food and done everything else, I'm hovering right around 170. So, yeah, my big goal tonight at the weigh-in is to be below 170, have a 16 something or other right there, and I'm happy with that number. I'm in great shape.
You know, you listen to all these trainers. I mean, Freddie Roach pretty much guaranteed a Manny Pacquiao knockout in his last 10 fights. I mean, are we going in there? Are we wanting to get in and out of that ring? You want to knock him out in the first round? Are we going to kind of mortgage a few bit? You have a plan, or is it just going there and take his head off?
Yeah, you know, I'll give it to you. I don't think that I have anything to lose here. I plan on going in, and my main focus is just keeping it calm in that first round. If you watch boxing, and I have been watching now, I wasn't always the biggest fan, but it's definitely an interest to me now. The first rounds are generally a little sloppy. A lot of emotions, adrenaline going, your heart's pounding. I mean, you look around, there'll be 650 people out there. They're going to be screaming and yelling. It's going to be a lot of excitement. It's just going to be me and one other person, my opponent in that ring, and when that bell dings, I mean, you go at it. You want to give it everything you have, and that first round can be a little sloppy. So I'm going to do everything I can just to stay focused, put the blinders on, not pay attention to what's going on around me, just do what I've been working on, do what I've been training. But I don't know if the first round will be the end or not. In my office, there's two pools. If you're taking Ryan Kelly, well, they have to say Ryan Kelly. I sign their checks, right? Take Ryan Kelly in the first round, or the other one is the third round. Third round is a very popular round here. Again, street brawl in the first is what a lot of people think. Second round, we get into some good boxing. We get our skills out that we've been training and practicing for. And then that third round, if I got the plan right, you know, I can just go after that body quite a bit and then get him to drop those hands, and I can just finish the fight real quick.
What's the playlist like for you leading up to the fight? Do you have music in your iPhone that you're going to listen to get yourself pumped up?
Good call. I hadn't even thought about that, but I need to, I guess.
Maybe some, you know, some my plan, Journey or some U2 or maybe some...
Not really on that. Maybe some Future, Drake. You know, I'm more of a trap music guy. But anyhow... I just plan on keeping it normal. You know, I'll come into work tomorrow, work a full day. I might sneak out a little bit early, might leave here about 4:30, and then go home with the wife and kids, spend some time with them, start getting dinner ready, and my trainer, Coach Petty, will come over, Jerome Jordan will come over, they'll eat dinner with the family, and when Coach Petty looks at me and says, hey, let's go, boys, time to work. We'll leave, and we'll head down to the fight. And just try to keep it normal, not try to get all wild and crazy before the fight. Just when I'm out of my routine, I fall apart. You know, that's why I'm always in the office. When I'm not here, I just start acting weird. So keep a normal routine, dinner with the kids and all that, and probably come on down and get ready for business.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, at the heart of this whole thing is that the three charities are going to be benefiting from it. That's a big deal. I mean, it's one thing to watch two guys punch each other, and especially, you know, Ryan Kelly, who you've knocked out all these home loans, but now you're getting into a ring shirtless to fight a guy who could be crazy, but at the heart of all of it is charity. I mean, that's really the big deal here.
Absolutely. We have Catherine Cares here in our office right now. Both Wayne and his wife are here. They're doing some promotion stuff that we're working on together. Catherine Cares is an incredible organization. I learned of them through 590, through Inside STL. To be honest, I hadn't really heard much or anything about them up until that point. But their cause, what they do, actually touches home here in our office with several people. And if you don't know, Catherine Cares helps families that get a really horrible diagnosis through pregnancy, and they learn that they're going to lose their baby, you know, maybe before delivery or maybe right after delivery. So Catherine Cares comes in, and they offer a whole list of services for those families. They take care of them. They have the Bears that I think a lot of people have heard about. They're working on buying a condo in a Hilton Head area. So they, you know, when a family does lose their baby, they can just get out of town for a week and go without worrying about anything to a condo. And then we have two other great organizations, Three Little Birds for Life. They take care of the 20 to 40 year olds, a lot of college age kids. I mean, can you guys imagine your first year of college going down to Mizzou, wherever you went, and then all of a sudden you get diagnosed with cancer? I mean, that's a game changer. And that age group, that 20 to 40, you know, they kind of get lost in the shuffle there. But they need stuff. They need to be taken care of. They need to be acknowledged. And that's what Three Little Birds for Life does. They come in and help out those 20 to 40 year olds. And then the third is Friends of Kids with Cancer. They're a great organization. I've been doing things with Friends of Kids for several years. I've climbed two mountains for them. I've done other things. We've built a great relationship that I feel is just absolute. And Friends of Kids with Cancer takes care of the kids, you know, the kids battling it. But they don't stop there. They also take care of the siblings. So many times when a young one is diagnosed with cancer, the spotlight goes onto them, which it should, and they're spoiled and they're taken care of, which they should. But what about the siblings, the brothers and sisters? So Friends of Kids with Cancer, they don't just stop with the child that has cancer. They move on and they help the siblings. And it's great. When I donate a blue suite to Friends of Kids, you know, do you mind if it goes to the brothers and sisters and their friends? Absolutely not. That's perfect. So we have Catherine Cares. We have Three Little Birds for Life. And we have Friends of Kids with Cancer. They're all local right here in St. Louis. Great organizations. The people don't take salaries there. That's a volunteer. You donate a dollar. You donate $50 to buy a ticket for the Battle on Broadway tonight. That $50 goes straight to the cause. It doesn't pay for these inflated salaries and jet airplanes and all that kind of stuff. It goes for, you know, what their missions are. I love it.
Okay, now really one of the more important questions is, it's been discussed on the morning after and all around, is if you do win this belt, and it's not an if, it's a win, right?
I win it.
Are we going to upgrade the belt? Because I think we 100%. Need a legit, I mean, I want something that's going to be like, you need to hold in two hands. We're talking Rocky III, not Rocky II, okay? I mean, you got to throw over the shoulder. It can't just be some strap you bought from the Dollar Tree. It's going to be a big deal.
I got a buddy of mine. His name's Scott Pulaski. He owns a business here in St. Louis called Clarkson Jewelers. And although I can't really just go in there and drop a lot of cash and buy a lot of stuff, I called him with a unique request. I said, here's the deal. Got this charity fight. Explained the whole situation to him. There's a strap on the line. I plan on winning. The strap isn't too fancy. We're going to need to upgrade it. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you know, a couple $100, $500, whatever. Bejewel it. You know, get some fake rubies and rhinestones. Let's take this belt up a notch before we proudly display my new belt in the office lobby of the Home Loan Expert.
Well, Ryan, man, thanks for joining us, man. I mean, this is the last. Now, are you doing it? Do you doing a hit tomorrow on the show, or is this the last Ryan Kelly radio airwaves hit before you step into that ring tomorrow night?
I'm sure that we'll get me cued in and get me in the pit, and so I can jump on a few more calls tomorrow. We're excited here at the office. It's a huge event. I can't thank you, Buffa, everybody there at 590 Inside STL for everything you guys have done. I can't thank all the people that went online and said, you know what, I'll donate $50 to go to this fight. It's just an amazing thing, and we're so proud that we can be part of it, and I'm proud to raise for those three organizations. I'm excited for this fight, and I feel like I'm trained and I'm ready to go. I don't feel like I need another day. So I hope to put on a great show for everybody. I hope we have a great outcome. More importantly, I hope all the fans that did donate the $50 to come, I hope they enjoy it, really, the most, more than anything.
Definitely. Well, it's entertainment and it's a good cause all in one building. Ryan, man, thanks for joining us, man. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys. Bye-bye.
It's Ryan Kelly, Battle on Broadway, happening tomorrow night. I tell you, the anticipation, guys, it's getting crazy. We have all the – it's not just any fight. You have Christopher Owens / Timber Faye going up against the home loan expert himself. This could get bloody.
It's going to be intense.
It's going to be intense.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You can hear it on the station, by the way.
On the station,
Iggy,
yeah.
And Larry Nickel.
How often can you hear a boxing match on a radio show? An important one that's going to be donating a lot of money to some good causes. We're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we're going to be discussing the new show, The Midday Grind, with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe. Getting Charlie on the radio airwaves here to discuss what we can expect on Monday here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box from the McBride & Son Home Studios on 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com, or the good old-fashioned 590 The Fan KFNS. Stay with us.